Okay, let's again set the tone for the sugya that we began yesterday. Not an easy sugya. Socher u'maskir. The Gemara presents a question. Hamaskir bayis l'chaveiro be'arba asar al mi livdok. The Gemara presents two sides to the question. Do we say the maskir does bedika because it's chametz that belongs to him, chamir didei? Do we say the socher does bedika because he's sur b'shusei koi? Now, just to, again, frame the question, we began to see yesterday, we read the Rashi, we read Rabbeinu David, we saw the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. What is in common to everybody is that the discussion of our sugya relates to chiyuv bedika midrabanan. With regard to the Deoraisa, we have no issue. Why don't we have an issue? So, depending on where you look, you'll find a different answer to that question. Rashi says that we're talking about that there was bittul, and without that, there'd be a bal yiroya issue. And then, of course, we know the answer to the question, seemingly. Exactly what Rashi means is unclear. Does Rashi mean if there was no bittul, then the maskir would be violating bal yiroya? So he'd have to do bedika midoraisa. Does Rashi mean that then the socher would be chayef to the bedika because he'd be violating by Yeroya? Unclear in Rashi, and we'll come back to Rashi. In Rabbeinu Peretz, it's clear that if there was no bittul on the part of the maskir, then the maskir would be violating by Yeroya, and the answer would be clear that he'd have to do the bedika. So that's exactly why we have a discussion now as far as the details of who does the bedika, namely the bedika derabanan. According to Rabbeinu David, which is really the shorish is in the Ramban and Davav, there's a chiddush that comes out of Rabbeinu David that we'll have to see more about in Davav, that when it comes to Bayiro, Bayimatzeh, there are two conditions to violate Midoraisa Bayiroya. Namely, it has to be owned by you, it has to be your chametz, shalicha. And if it's not owned by you, even if it's Jewish owned, but it's not your chametz, then Lemaisa, you're not violating Bayiroya. And another tanai is it has to be in your reshus. And therefore, neither the maskir nor the socher has a bayir adoraisa. The sugya relates to a din drabanan because the halacha is midrabanan, Jewish owned chametz has to be destroyed. And the question of maskir and socher is whose responsibility is it to do bedika and beer of this chametz? That's the sugya according to Rabbeinu David. What emerges, and we begin to read on the sugya, the Gemara initially wants to stop short and say, what kind of question is it? I have a simple answer from mezuzah. Hamaskir bayis l'chaveiro, ala socher lasus lo mezuzah. Now, how does the halacha mezuzah, the Gemara is assuming now in the question from the Tashma, that the chiyuv mezuzah is a chiyuv of the bayis, not a chovas hadar. And that's how Rashi reads the Gemara's question, that Alma we see from here, that midi de mitzvah ale ramya. So how does this speak to the question of chametz, where we had the svara that the maskir should have to do bedika because it's his chametz? So the way it seems from Rashi, and this we'll see l'chora in others as well, we'll soon see in the Tosis Shans and Rabbeinu David touches on this as well. L'chor, the Gemara's raya is not a direct raya to the two sides of the question of chametz. Rather, the Gemara says, separate that issue. It's not important to me that it's his chametz. Halacha is, bedikas chametz is on the house. And therefore, when you have a socher of a house, the mitzvahs of the house are incumbent on the socher. And that's the Gemara is kind of coming from left field, from outside the context of the Shaila, and says, what kind of a Shaila is it? After all, the answer is simple. It has to be the Socher. So the Gemara deflects that Raya by saying no, because the halacha of mezuzah is unique to Chovas Hadar. The Chovas Hadar is a specific mechayev in mezuzah, and therefore it doesn't indicate a larger idea that midi debayis alei ramya. It's a halacha of the dar, and the socher is dar babayis, therefore he's chayev in mezuzah. Rashi explains the points, because the mezuzah is mishamer the house, and he's the one that needs the shemira. He's living there, and the fact that beischa means biyascha, the one who is entering and going out, he's the one that's mechoy b'mezuzah. So it's a function of dar, and therefore it's not a chovas habayis per se. It's chovas hadar. So therefore, what we're now back is to the original question, and that's how the Gemara really reads. When the Gemara says tashma, it's interesting how the Gemara starts by presenting the question, goes with a tashma before the Gemara gives the answer. Usually you ask a question, and then you have an answer, and then you come with tashma, right? After you finish discussing, someone asks someone a question, they give their response, and now you begin to debate and bring raya's. Strange in the Gemara is that the Gemara starts by posing a question. The question was posed to Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Before he has a chance to answer Amar Lahu, the Gemara jumps in. It's like the Gemara is coming in, hacking the whole question. What are you asking? Tashma, you see mezuzah has a halacha of the socher. So the Gemara says, no, that's not relevant because over there, Rav Misharshi explained very well, it's a chovas hadar. And therefore, hachamai, here, the question is different, and therefore our question remains. That seems to be how the Gemara flows. And now the Gemara presents the answer of Nachum by Yitzchak. Basically, I saw Pnei Yeshua says similarly, that what the Tashma is doing is a raya from outside the context of the Shaila. Okay, we'll have to see as we go into Tosis how this is going to be relevant as well. But L'chur, that's what it sounds like from Rashi. And then the Gemara goes back to the Shaila, what was presented initially. In the Rabbeinu David, just to read a little bit about this Rabbeinu David, we read the Rabbeinu David yesterday from before on the Shaila. So the next piece, Tashma, Hamaskir, Bayis Lachavero, Al Socha, Lassos, Lemezuzah, Vim Tomar, Mala Madnu, Lebedikas Chomets, Sheefsha, Shaual, Hamaskir, Livdok, Mishum de Chamir Adi Dei, Mashenkin Bemezuzah. The obvious question in Pshat. If our Shaila by Chomets was that maybe the Maskir has to do it because Chamir Adi Dei, so how does mezuzah rebut that svara? The Ika Lameimar, the Kasalka Daitach, Shamezuzah Chobas Habayis, Bahaya Min Hadin, Shiyasa Osa Bal Habayis, Shabayis Shalo. So you could have argued that who's the Bal Habayis? The Maskir. And nevertheless, he Tilu Osa Ala Socher, the Torah's Machayev the Socher. The Afkan, Dinu Shiatilu Abedika Ala Socher. So that's the Gemara's argument, that even though the logic would have dictated that the maskir should be mechuyev based on either by mezuzah because he owns the house, based on the fact that by chametz, it's his chametz. So yet we see that the mitzvah habayis is imposed on the socher, so too by chametz. V'aminu hasam kidra misharshiyah, da'amah mezuzah chobas hadar, sha mitzvah hi legambi ala socher. No, it's not the pshat that the mitzvah is on the maskir, but the mitzvah habayis goes on the socher. The mitzvah is specifically the socher because of the din of chovas hadar. Ma'asheki bebedikas chametz, shal chametz hu shal hamaskir. So that's basically one way to understand what's happening with the raya from mezuzah, to which the Gemara therefore comes back and says, the maskana, just to read on, Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. So what did Nachman Yitzchak say in response to the shayla, Tanina? Hamaskir bayis lachavero imad shelo masalo maftechos chol arba asar. If the handing over of the keys was done after arba asar set in, after the zman bedikas chomet set in, then ala maskir livdo. Then the maskir does the bedika, because it was already chal v'chiyah bedika bezman bedika on the maskir. The imisha masalo maftechos. But if after giving the keys to the socher, chalar ba'asar ala socher livdok. What does this mean? So Rashi says, mesiras mafteach u'kinyon haschiras. The kinyon, what makes the schiras chal? Rashi says the kinyon is chal through the handing of the keys. If prior to his giving the keys over to the socher, the night came into, it was already chal, the chiyuv was chal already at seisa kochavim of yudalid. At that point, the schiris didn't yet take effect. Even though he gave her the keys in the daytime, the chova was already chal on the maskir. So it comes out that fundamentally, how was the shayla decided? Again, in terms of the tutstadei hashayla that we now have in front of us, do we say the maskir is chayiv because chamira didei? Do we say the socher is chayiv because it's bishusei? This din drabanan, we took care of the daraisa, Rashi said, because of bitul. But this din drabanan, who has to do it? The maskir for his reasons, the socher for his reasons? So the way Ranach Bitzik is weighing in, basically, which side is given more weight? The mask, in theory, before we get to the details of the mafteach, which side is given more weight? No, Aryeh? I don't hear.
No, I have a different question.
But someone answer me. Which side, in terms of the fundamental shayla, because mafteach is just the technicality of when it was chal, the chi was chal on a socher, but don't forget, the maskir still owns the chametz, right? So in terms of the tutstadim of the shayla, what is the hachra be'etzem?
It sounds like it's on the maskir, and then only once he gives it over could you possibly say...
Let's backtrack. The shayla was, the maskir owns the chametz. The socher has the usage of the house. It's Bershuso. On that issue, which side seems to be giving more precedence to Maskana?
The socher.
Why the socher? Because we're saying as long as the kinyan shchiras took effect, even though the mask is, the argument for the maskir is still here. The fact is it's still his chametz. But we're saying that as long as the shchiras was chal, according to Rashi, the Mesiris Mavteach, we'll have to see more shittas about Mesiris Mavteach. We're going now for Rashi. The Mesiris Mavteach is a kinyan hashchiras. So as long as the shchiras took effect, now the chiyuv is now going to be imposed on the socher. The only thing that we have in Rav Nachman is the following, that once you tell me that that was already chal the chiyuv on the maskir, if the keys were not turned over till afterwards, till the day, so then we don't say that the chiyuv, that we don't say that now the socher will become chayiv if it hadn't, the bedika hadn't been done yet. Because once the chiyuv was already chal, b'leil yudalit on the maskir, once it was chal already, it's not going to lift and go over to the socher. That's how the Gemara ends up. So fundamentally on the question of who should do the bedika, it's really the socher. But once it was chal already on the maskir, then it stays with the maskir. That's how the sugya ends up coming out. The schiv bedika is a bedika drabanan, either for the Rabbeinu David's reasons, because of the fact that nobody is violent by Yoram Midoraisa, because the din drabanan to burn Jewish chametz that exists. And according to, again, if you assume because of bitul, then you could think in those terms. So far, that's what we know. Just a second, Aryeh, just to bring in the question, I think Baruch Noam was discussing yesterday, and it's not clear to me 100% yet. Maybe we'll have to come to Achra on this. See, Rashi says, initially, what is the cutoff? Is the cutoff the beginning of the night or the whole night from the Siris Mafteach? Let's say he gives it to him a half an hour after Tzeis HaKochavim, but it's still nighttime. Let's say he gives it to him a half an hour before Arus HaShachar. Is that still enough to say that the chiyuv can transfer to the socher because it's still part of the night left to do the mitzvah, because the mitzvah is the whole night? Or is it a function of that, literally, the beginning of the zman? It's a little bit unclear in Lashon of Rashi.
Right,
that's the second Rashi. But Rashi initially says, Mesiris Mavteach, Din Atchu Masa Mavteach Nichnas Le'el Arba Asar. If before he gave the mafteach chala nichnas leil arba asar, that sounds like the kenisas leil arba asar, right, had to be after the Masiras Mafteach. That means it had to be given over prior to Knisas Leil Yudalid. Otherwise, it was already Chal on the Maskir because Leil Yudalid entered before he gave the Mafteach. That's how it begins in Rashi. But then Rashi finishes by saying, and therefore, V'afal pi shemasa lo bayom for cholachol va'olav. Why does Rashi say bayom? Rashi could have said, even though masa lo achar kach balayla, because it was already chal. Why does Rashi say bayom? So it's a little bit hard to pin Rashi down here. Is it a function of the tchilas halayla, or is it a function of the whole lay? We have to treat, we can revive that issue. But without the details, at least we have the basic principle of what the Gemara's maskana is. And again, the way that we're reading so far the Gemara, it's basically being machria in on the side of the socher, but with a caveat that once it was chal, however you define the moment of being chal, tchilas yudalid, or the night yudalid, once it was chal on the maskir, the chiyuv, and then came the mesiras mafteach, so then the socher doesn't assume the chiyuv, then the chiyuv remains with the maskir. That's how the Pashut Gemara seems to read. The connection to mezuzah, the way we learned it so far, is a raya on this, from the coming from a different standpoint that's separate from what you're asking. Why don't we simply say that the socher has to do it because it's a chobas habayis, and therefore the chobas habayis naturally gets imposed on the socher. Exactly why that is, you know, we can speculate. The Yeshua says it's like an implicit condition between them, maskir and socher. Rabbeinu David doesn't sound like he's saying because it's an implicit tonight. It's just the way the Torah does it. The Torah imposes the chiyuv habayis on the socher, and so the chachamim would impose the chiyuv habayis of bedika on the socher. It's not based on an implicit tonight. It's just the way it is. But the Gemara says that's not a raya, because really mezuzah is a chobas hadar, and that's the basis for why the socher does the mezuzah. So back to chametz, we have our question. Yes, Aryeh.
I'm not sure if this is a pertinent point, but why is the chiyuv for bedika only on the night? I saw in Bikias that doesn't it already start shloshim yom, that the chiyuv for biur starts?
So that's a question that was asked also to me yesterday after shir. Okay. It's a good question. There is a sugya davav, also in the beginning of the second parak. Rashi's lashon over there is interesting. Right, there's a chova of sorts that's nogeya, somebody who's going away. So within the window of 30 days, if he's leaving, he's not going to be at home, then he already has a chova's beer. But that's a special din. The applications of that din has to do with a person who's mefarish v'yotzi l'shayara. But again, what that means also has to be explained. What that means, what is chal chovas bedika already? There are different ways to understand the sugya. It's a sugya on davav amid aleph toward the bottom of the amud, and we'll have to learn it well. But we're not talking about a case of a person who's leaving. A person is present, and then we assume that the critical moment is obviously lo yudal. But the question is a good one. I don't mean to push it aside. It's just that it's an inyan by itself. Before we start on the Tosis, I just want to flesh out a little bit in terms of what we just presented. When we say there, yes.
Before Rabbi moves on, why is it necessarily mochrach to say that in Rashi and Mesiras Mifteach that it's on the socher, and not to say there is no chiyuv? Meaning, I could just read Rashi saying there's no chiyuv because not chal on anybody. It's not that it's implicitly for the socher, and once the chiyuv is chal, then it's on the masker. It's just there is no chiyuv, and but until the shah comes,
someone is going to be chayiv.
No, it's not until it's chal. Not until it's chal. Until it's chal, I have no chiyuv on anybody. Once it's chal, and then I see where the mefteach is, then I know who it's chal on. Until it's chal, I have no.
Once there is a kinyan haschiris, according to Rashi, this is Rashi's chiddush. Handing over the keys is a kinyan haschiris. Once that's in place, there are still two tzedadim to the Gemara Shaila. Namely, the maskir has his own chametz, the socher has the chametz in his reshus. So obviously, everything being in place with the kinyan haschiris already done, there are two sides to a question here. So if what the Gemara is saying is that if the keys were handed over before Leil Yudalid, then the socher is chayiv, then that in effect is telling us one side of the shaila.
That's It sounds like from the Maskana of the Gemara is saying that if I have the Mafteach is given over, right? B'shas, and Rashi explains it. He's saying B'shas, if it's before Shas, if it's after Shas Chiyuv, then it's going to be on the Maskir. So why I'm understanding. Why is it implicit that it's on the Socher, the original Chiyuv?
At this point, we have not seen the Gemara raising the question of whether the Maskir's Chiyuv is Paka or not. That's going to come in Tosfos. And Tosfos is going to say that because Tosfos is going to learn the Lashna Gemara Bedafka, that the Schiris was on Yodalit, and therefore Tosfos ends up learning, as you also Tosfos, that the Shaila itself is a function of a question of whether the Maskir's Chiyuv is Paka or not. But if you don't learn that Derech of Tosfos, and Rashi doesn't seem to say anything of that sort, and certainly not the other Rishonim, so the Pashtus is, as we'll see, as Iran mentions also in one point, that the Gemara's Lashon of Yudal is Lav Dafka. So the Schirus was, could have been on the 13th or 12th, whenever. It was for the sake of Yudalit. So there's an understanding between the Maskir and the Socher that you're going to come Erev Pesach, you're going to be living in the house. Now the question of when the Mesiras Mavteach was is coming up in the Gemara's Teretz. But when the Gemara raises the question is not about whether the Kenyan, the Chiyuv of the Maskir is Paka or not. The Gemara's Shaila is, whose obligation is it to do this Bedika D'Rabbana? Maskir, because of his reason, because it's his Chametz, Socher, because it's his Rishus. So given the framework of the Shaila, it seems that when the Gemara's Maskana is that we want to know when the keys were handed over. Again, we're going now for Rashi, that the keys handing it over is the Kinyan HaSchirus. So that means, in effect, that with regard to the Tut Stadim of the Shaila, we pretty much conceded the point that so long as the Schirus was complete before Leil Yadalid, even though the Maskir owns the Chametz, the Socher has to do the Bedika. The only thing that we have to tweak in that is that once the Chiyuv, something we didn't yet entertain as a possibility according to Rashi, that once it was chal already on the maskir, it remains maskir's chiv. Okay, so that's, I think, what comes out from the way we read the Gemara so far. We don't know anything else yet.
Rebbe?
Yes, Yaakov.
Just a clarification question. At what point is the chiv chal on the maskir? Like on the 13th, anytime before, like at what point before the Messiah of the keys?
No. I think this is what we said before. It was brought up earlier. The Shas Chiyuv is Leil Yadalit.
Okay. So what was with all the Rishonim that were saying 13th? Yeah, some of the Rishonim were saying like even on the 13th it would be Chal on him.
No. The discussion of that is when the Schiris took place, when the transaction of the Schiris took place. Whether the Gemara is bedafka that the discussion of transferring the rights of renter was on Yudalit. That's where Tosfos took it literally, and other Rishonim didn't take that literally. That's the question. But for now, we haven't seen Tosfos, so we can go with the Rishonim that there was a Schiris for the sake of Yudalit, but it could have been done earlier. They made an arrangement before Yudalit.
And the chiv would never be chal before Yudalit.
Right, but if the keys were still held on to by the maskir, and that's a critical variable in all of this, so then the maskirs have to would the chiv would be by him. Now, just a little bit to flesh out the tzadei hashayla as we just presented them. The first point is the maskir should be chayiv because it's chamira didei. Is that all it is? Now, before that, let me ask the following. Does that mean that there really is only a cause for the maskir to do bedika and not the socher? Chamir didei ignores the possibility of birshusei? Or the other side, that the socher's chiyuv means I don't understand that there's any cause to mechayev the maskir? Again, we're talking about a din bedika drabana, that we figured that out, right? For whatever the reasons, the doraisa doesn't exist. But now this din drabana bedika and biur. So does this mean that the Gemara, each side of the chakira, each side of the shaila, doesn't acknowledge the logic behind the other? More mistaver, and this is what I found in the Nesivis in Mekor Chaim. Nesivis wrote on Or Chaim Hilchos Pesach, Mekor Chaim, in Siman Tov Lamed Zayin. L'mashal Rabosai, if the maskir would be maskir the house to a non-Jew, would anyone have a shayla about whether the maskir has to do bedika? Because after all, he doesn't. It's not in his reshus. But it's his chametz. So in a case like that, would anyone have a question? So he says, of course, the masker would have to do bedika. Because chamir didei is a svara that the masker should do bedika. So what does the Gemara mean, but maybe the socha should do it because it's bishusei? That means the following. Each of these people, there's a reason why maybe the chiv should be on them. The question is, who do we put the chiv on more than the other? But in the, let's say one of them doesn't do his chiv. Let's say we assume the socher has to do it. The keys were given over before your dalet. But the socher didn't do it. Could the masker just ignore the reality, or would he have to do bedika if he sees the socher isn't doing it, or vice versa? So the Nesivas takes on Kedava Pashut that the question of the Gemara, I read you from the Lashon here, Tuf Lamed Zayin Os Beis. He says, Hadibai b'shas, al mi livdok, al kocha chaboya mihu mechuyev yoser. Avo bevadai kishe echad eno roce, mechuyev hasheni livdok. Dishnehem chayovim bibdika. Hamaskir mishum de chamira didei, vasocha mishum de isur b'shuse. So I think this is very logical. In other words, the shaila of the Gemara is not that one to exclusion of the other in theory. It's just in practical terms, we have to make a decision who would be more mechuyev than the other. And based on that, they'd be the ones that we'd impose the chiyuv on. I think that's something to think about in terms of the laying out the Shadei HaShaila. One other nekuda, which I think it's meduyik in the Ran like this. But let me ask you a following question. I think Achronim raised the issue. What about not maski besocher? What about somebody who sells a house? But I'm assuming now that the chametz is still his. Like you have to work out the case. The house is sold, but the contents of the house haven't been removed yet, and they still belong to the mocher. So the chametz in the house is still the mocher's. Would we have a similar question that maybe the lokeach has to do bedika because the chametz is in his reshus, or maybe the mocher should have to do bedika because the chametz belongs to him? Would there still be two sides to raise such a question? Okay, we're not yet. We're going to maybe revisit this with Tosis Pshat, but I want to first the way we lay out the Gemara right now. What would you think in the case of mocher v'lokeach? So, Derech Agav, the Ran says something when he chazes over with Maskanas HaGemara. When we get to the Maskana, different ways to learn the inyan of Mesiras Mafteach. But when the Ran explains that Maskanas HaGemara, the Ran chazes over the Tzadim of the Shaila. The Ran says one extra word or two. He says, the im lo masar lo hamafteach ad shecho yudalit. If yudalit came in prior to the giving over of the key, then he says, al hamaskir livdok. Actually, I'm going to go back a few lines before that. It's toward the end of the piece. He says, Talya milsa b'mesiras mafteach. The matter depends on handing over the keys. Why? The kevan de'ika taima l'chiyuvei l'maskir. He says, since we have, now it goes over the two sides of the issue. We have a reason to mechayev the maskir. Mishum debesa didehu v'chamira didehu. Because it's his house and his chametz. the ika time and nami chiyuv the sochem shem dahasta b'shusei koi mesiras mafteach machra amilsa. The key handing of the keys is going to make the difference. So when the Ran discusses the two sides of the issue, and mesiras mafteach is going to decide it, he says on the first side of the coin, ika time chiyuv maskir the besa didei v'chamira didei. So I see in the Ran that the chamira didei is not enough. It's not just the fact that the chametz is owned by the maskir, it's that the house is also owned. In other words, schiras is a kinyan to use the house, but the guf habayis is still the maskir's. He owns the guf habayis. It seems from the Ran that in our nafkamina case of a mocher belokeach, there wouldn't be a svara of chamira didei alone for the maskir. It's chamira didei given the fact that he owns the guf habayis as well. You would not argue that the maskir should have to do bedikas chametz of his own chametz in someone else's house. That's what I see in the Ran. It's only because it's his chametz and he happens to own the guf habayis. But if he mamis sold the house, then having the fact that it's his chametz would not be grounds that he should be the bodek. Then for sure the lokeach would do the bedika. Based on Bishusay. That's what I see in the Ran. Okay, now let's start on Tosis.
Rebbe?
Yes.
It's not a question. I just wanted to point out that Rebbe also mentioned this earlier, yesterday, I think, about the Marashal. That the Marashal seems to say the same thing.
Right, Marashal added in Rashi that the Bal Yeroah would be on the Maskir because it was his house. That's a good point. That was regarding the Bal Yeroah. The Ran, the context of what the meaning of the Ran is the Bedikah Drabbanan, after we took care of Bal Yeroah. So it's not an identical issue. In other words, the framework of Asugi is not about Bal Yeroah. For whatever the reason, Bal Yeroah is out of the equation. Now we're dealing with the Din Drabbanan of Bedikah, and now the question is whose obligation is more paramount. So it's a different context, but yes, it's a good point. What we're going to now see in Tosis is something interesting. Tosis has an Ein Mefarish, and then Akasha, and then his own Pshat, Lachei Mefarish Ri. What's driving Tosis? What is Tosis trying to address implicitly when he's speaking on this Gemara? So you see the Dibra HaMaskel of Tosis, right? So he's addressing something about those words in the Gemara that are bothering him, right? The Gemara presents two sides of an issue. The maskir for his reason should be chayiv to do this bedika, or the socher for his reason. The socher's reason was stated in the Gemara that the chametz is b'shuso. The maskir's reason to be chayiv a bedika is chamira didehu. Tosis is concerned with trying to give more support and rationale for the reason why the maskir should have to do bedika. Ala maskir livdok ein lefarish because of whatever he now says, and then he says, that can't be, therefore, Lachei Mefarish Ri. So the implicit question of Tosis is that Tosis understands better which side of the Chakira, whose Chiyuv, should be more paramount, implicitly in Tosis. What's the premise that Tosis is working from? No? What's the obvious bias that Tosis had here when he's beginning to explain the Gemara, that who should have to do it? Yes, Charya?
The socher.
The question is why. Tosis doesn't spell it out, but I think we can fill in the blanks ourselves. Why did Tosis have an easier time, and now he has to bend over backwards to understand pshat in the tzad of the Gemara of the maskir? What does it mean, the maskir? Why should
Shama Yochlenu, because he holds that the whole reason.
Very good, very good. So Charya, what you're saying is mamish in the Tosis Harash, so it makes us feel even better, that, and this is going well with Tosis Tav Beis. Because again, we're dealing with Bedikah Drabbanan as we started with. We have to assume that the Bedikah Doraisa issue is not part of our discussion because that can be dealt with Bittel. That was the way Tosu Beno Peretz set it up. Rashi said that also. So the issue is Bedikah Drabbanan. And why is there then Bedikah Drabbanan? What's the basis for Bedikah Chametz? What's the basis for the Takana? And the answer is because Tosu says in that base, Shema Yavala Ochlo. So where is Shema Yavala Ocho more of an issue, more of a concern for the maskir, for the socher? So the answer is Pashut. Obviously, the one who's there, he's the one that's more likely Chas v'Shalom to eat the chametz on Pesach. The Maskeh is not around. So therefore, the side of the Gemara that the Soches to Bedika is more intuitive to Tosis. And this is what you see in the Tosis Arash. And he reads that in the words of the Gemara of Bishusei Kai. He says, O Dilma, meaning the Tosis Arash, O Dilma ala Socher Livdok, the Isura Bishusei Kaima, Ulididei Ika Chshash Shema Yochlenu. There you have it. So Tosis understood well that side of the Gemara of the Socher having to do Bidika, Shema Yavol Ochlo.
Wait, Rabbi.
Is what the Pshat is that the Maskeh is to do Bidika. Who is asking?
Oh, I just wonder, who says that? But are Tosos and Rosh Tosos saying the same thing?
Rosh fills us in on, I think, what Pshat is in Tosos. Why did Tosos need to be more concerned about explaining the Tzad of Maskir? Because Socher is very clear to Tosos why he should have to do the Bidika. Now, let's explain a little better. What does that mean? In light of what I mentioned from the Mekor Chaim, the Nesivis, that the two tzadim of the Gemara are not that each one dismisses the basis of the other. If the other one is not going to do the Bidika, then for sure the first one will do Bidika. If the Socher doesn't want to live up to his obligation, the Maskeh is going to have to do it based on the reason that he gives, and vice versa. And if one of them was a non-Jew, we rented to a non-Jew, then the Maskeh for sure would do Bidika. So that means the following. L'chaira, if you understand very well that the chshash Hashem al-Yavul Ochlo is really only for the Socher, so b'chla, what basis is there at all to argue in favor that the Maskeh should have to do Bidika? What Tosis is trying to explain is why the Maskeh should have to do more of the Bidika than the Socher, why the Chiv is more likely to be imposed on the Maskeh. But it sounds like Tosis to still understand that there's, at least in theory, in other words, according to Tosis' question, would Tosis have thought that in a case where the Maskeh rented it to a non-Jew, that we would not have any basis to mechayev the Maskeh to do Bidika because there's no Shema Yavol Ocho by the Maskeh? Or if the Socher decides not to do it, the Maskeh wouldn't have to do it. Tosis would mistama agree that there's a basis to mechayev the Maskeh as well, even though he's not living in the house. It's just that Tosis understood that in connection to deciding between which one should do it, it seems more pashut that the Socher should do it because by him there's a greater chshash Shema Yavol Ocho. So I think we have to modify and explain as follows. It's not the pshat that because the Maskeh is not living there, there's no basis to mechayev him. L'maisa, there is chametz that's owned by the Maskeh. There's a din bedikas chametz. Why? Because Shema Yavol Ochlo. The Maskeh is not going to be there anyway. That's not going to pater him from the mitzvahs bedikas chametz. You can't make up your own standards to say, the reason doesn't apply to me. I'm not there. Chazal made a takana, bedikas chametz, shema yavol ochlo. Let's say a person is going to say, I'm going to create a big hecker around the chametz. I'm going to make a big sign. Chametz, it's going to be sitting on my table, but there's a big sign. I don't have to do bedikas chametz because I'm not going to eat it. It's not about me deciding because of my situation, I'm not prone to eat it. There is a takana, bedikas chametz. It's your chametz. It's not the pshat that the Maskeh doesn't have a cause for bedikas chametz. It's that the Socher has more of a cause for bedikas chametz. So between the two of them, it seems more obvious that the Socher's chiyuv should be present here and not over the Maskeh because the Socher has more of a reason. There's more of a machayev in bedika for the Socher because Shema Yavol Ocho is more shaykh by the Socher. But that doesn't mean that we can't relate to understanding why the Maskeh should be chayv in bedika, even if he's not around. Because a person can't just decide, I'm walking away from the house, therefore I don't need to do bedika. Shema Yavol Ocho doesn't apply. You're not the one that's going to decide when bedika should or shouldn't be done based on the fact that you might not eat the chametz or you won't eat the chametz. You can't make your own guarantees. Chazal said, Shema Yavol Ocho, do bedika. By being a Maskeh on chametz, it's not a reason to absolve you of bedikas chametz. But if we have to decide who should do the bedika, The point is, it should be more obvious that the socher should do it and not the maskir, because for him, there is a greater chash. That's the thing, how you understand the Tosfos' implicit question. Not that we couldn't understand why the maskir is chayev, but that we should more readily understand why the socher is chayev. The Tosfos has to now bring us, has to level the playing field to make a better case for the tzad of the Gemara that the maskir is chayev, so that we can hear that even though the Shema Yabal Ocho is graded by the Socher, but there still may be a reason why the Maskir should be the one that we were Machayev in the Bedika. Everyone here, we're tweaking it a little bit. It's not that Tosfos couldn't acknowledge a basis for Bedika of the Maskir. It's that Tosfos didn't understand why that should be of equal footing to the basis for the Bedika of the Socher, where the Shema Yabal Ocho is much greater. Clear? So what does Tosfos start by saying? Ein lefarish. What's the ein lefarish? Ein lefarish hatam, kevan d'shelohu, since the chametz is his, the ein adam yachol levatel elohu, so there's no one that could do bitul but him, because he's the one who owns the chametz, so bitul cannot be done by anyone but him. By the socher, you can't, bitul wouldn't be relevant, he couldn't be mevatel chametz, it's not his. Therefore, chayev livdok. Maybe that's why he has to do the bedik. So that's the ein lefarish. Chamira didei, because of it's his chametz, so only he can do the bittul. So if only he can do the bittul, that's why we would impose the bedik on him, because he's doing the bittul. That's the suggestion of how he wants to read the Gemara. Tosfos knocks it off. The imkain amai nakat maskir biyudal and a few biyud gimel yischayev maskir mehay time olivdo. Tosfos says it's not a correct pshat because Tosfos is concerned with the lashon Gemara is mashma that the schiris was on yudalid. Let's backtrack. What in the world does Tosfos mean, Yaakov? I'm sure this is bothering you. What is it? What does it have to do with the question of bittul?
Right. I was going to say what's the hot.
Why is the fact that only he can do bittul a reason why he's the bedika? Bittul is very nice. It takes care of Bayeroya, and only the maskir can do the bittul. Beseda gamur, good. But why is that a reason why he should be the one doing the bedika? What does one have to do with the other? What?
Isn't it going back on the machlokas from Rashi and Tosfos on Beis and Beis?
I don't understand what you mean. What is the fact that only he can do bittul a reason why he should be the one doing the bedika?
Because bedika is an extension of bittul to get you out of Bayeroya by Matzai.
So, okay, good. But Tosfos doesn't learn that bedika is by Rabbi Matzeh. You're right. So make the question stronger. Bittul takes care by Rabbi Matzeh. And bedika is what? Is for what reason? The Drabanan? Is what? So what the Gemara is saying is maybe the maskir should do the bedika, even though Shemi Yavul Ocho is more relevant for the socher. That was the question of Tosfos. But nevertheless, the maskir should do the bedika because he's the one doing the bittul. So what? The bittul has to do with getting rid of, getting over the bayira bayimatsi midaraisa, right? Okay, so he has to do that, and he's the only one that can do that. So there's no bayira bayimatsi midaraisa because he did bittul. Now we're dealing with bedika drabanan. Bedika drabanan, shema yabal ochlo, is every reason to mechayiv more who? The socha. But in as much as the mask is doing bittul, and he's the only one that could do the bittul, maybe he should do bedika. What's pshat? What does Tosfos mean? What in the world is it? What kind of an ein lefarish is it? What's the svara? No, Rabosai. Who's going to say pshat here? Some help us out. No, Chevra. What's the pshat?
Rebbe. Be going on the pshat in the Gemara of Abodok Sarek Shrivata, where Tosfos is saying, you might think that maybe when you do bittul that takes care of Bayi Bar Matzah, you should also do bedika there, which takes Shema Yavel Achlo Komashma, and they don't have to be together.
And good, you're saying Tosfos is thinking about the Gemara and that vav Abodok Sarek Shrivata. Now, let's clarify. In other words, as follows: really, there's a bittul of getting rid of the Doraisa Bayi Matzah. Understood. You're right. That halacha, a bittul not to have bayi matzeh, is not really directly connected, associated with bedika of the chsas that you might eat the chametz, correct. But where do we find bedika and bitul going together? In what context? In that halacha of habodik tzarech shivata. And the reason the Gemara explains why that is. Habodik shivata, because otherwise, shema yimsa guska yafa, and so on. The Chachamim said that even though you're doing bedika, you still have to do bitul as well. Take it a step further. And when is the bitul done? When is the bitul done? At the time of the bidika, as we know ourselves, right? The bidika and the bitul go together. It's done together, one in conjunction with the other. In fact, in that Gemara of Abodik Tzarech Shivatel, Rashi says, Lashon Rashi there, Abodik Tzarech Shivatel Belibo Samuch LeBidika Miyad, Lashon Rashi Vava Mebeis. In other words, there's a halacha, the way the Chachamim set it up is that there's a mitzvah of bedikas chametz, and part of the seder bedikas chametz derabanan is that the bedika is accompanied by bitul. It's done one in conjunction with the other. This is l'chor of the pshat, and Pnei Yeshua says it in his own way, what I'm saying over, but it's pashat pshat and Tosis. Tosis is not discussing the halacha that bitul takes care by Rami Doraisa. Tosis is thinking about what bedikas chametz looks like, bottom line, after the chametz metaken bedikas chametz. How does bedikas chametz look? And the way it looks is that a person makes a bracha, as we have later on, al bir chametz. They search for the chametz and they say kochamira. That's called the seder bedikas chametz, habodik tzarech shivatel, for whatever the reasons the Gemara discusses. But ma'isa, that's how it's done. There's always a bitul done in conjunction with the bedika. So the Seder Bedikas Chametz is defined as the Chachamim set it up, is a Bedika with a Bitul. And Memega, what Tosis is saying is a simple point. He says, L'maisa over here by Masker and Socher, the only one that could do the Bitul is the Masker because it's his Chametz. And since the Seder Bedikas Chametz is always defined as a Bedikas Chametz with a bitul along with it, and as Rashi says, it's Samuch Bedika Miyad, so maybe the argument would be that, and again, and as much as we said before, it's not as if we don't understand the basis for imposing a Chiyuv, for there to be a Chiyuv Bedika on the Maskir. It's not that Tosis couldn't conceive that you can Mechayev the Maskir, he's not going to eat the Chametz, he's not there. But Maisa, it's his house, it's his Chametz, Chachamu Metakin Bedika's Chametz, Shema Yavul Ochlo, you can't Misad on your own, I'm not going to eat it, I don't have to do it. Elamai, there's more of a reason for the There's more of a reason for the socher to mechuyev because he's more prone to eat it. Says Tosis, but there's a counter svara, namely, since it's his chametz, which means that only he's going to be the one that can do the bitul, and since bedikas chametz has in it a package that the seder bedikas chametz includes a bitul together with bedika, the Peshul calls it chad mitzvah. I don't know if he means chad mitzvah mamish, but the idea being it's one integrated package, bedika, bitul, they go together. And since he's going to be doing the bedika, the bitul, so Mistama, I can argue that he should, the bedika would be imposed on him, so that becomes like a normal bedika's chamesh, bedika with bitul together. I think that's what Tosis is aim of farish means.
Rebbe?
Yes.
So I don't see exactly. Tosis seems to be saying that only because he's the only one who can do bitul, therefore he's chayav bedika. This seems to be saying on daf vav that when you're doing the bedika, once you're already doing it, so then do the bitul. It's not telling us that you should be chayav in bedika because you're doing
bitul. I understand. The Gemara daf vav is saying the following. The chacham metakim bedikas chametz. But habodik tzarech shivatel. Don't rely on bedika, do bitul as well. I grant you, that's the Gemara daf vav. What Tosis here is saying is, inasmuch as we know that the takanas bedikas chametz, as the Chachamim laid it out, l'doros for Kal Yisrael, is a seder bedika that is accompanied by bitul. That's the way the bedikas chametz was ordained, because habodi tzarech shivatel, and Rashi points out miyad. And you could, and it's all part of what Chazal had in mind with bedikas chametz, habodik with batel. In this situation, therefore, and again, given, as we said before, we were magdim, it's not that Tosis couldn't imagine that the bedikas, the chiyuv bedika would be on the maskir. I can understand the maskir should be, it's his chametz, it's his house. All of that's true. But on the other hand, but who's more likely to eat it? the socher. Yeah, but since Chazal always will koveya bedikas chametz along with bitul, that framework of bedika bitul would not be able to happen together by the socher because he's not in a position to do bitul. It's not his chametz. So now, based on the consideration of how Chazal envisioned bedikas chametz, bedika and bitul, so maybe impose the chiya bedika here on the maskir, since anyway he's the only one that can do the bitul. That's what Tosfos would mean. Yeah, you can always tweak this a little bit if you want. You know, I think the Shulchan Aruch Harav says it slightly different idea that a person who's doing bedika is going to remember to do the bitul. If you're not doing bedika, you're not going to remember to do the bitul. So it could be you're going to have a problem here if you don't do it together, something will be forgotten. I don't know if you have to add all of that. I think the Pnei Yeshua says it without that extra twist. It's chad a mitzvah. It's one inyan. It's one seder bedika, bedika and bitul.
Rabbi?
We have an issue here. A second of that big deal. Let's just ask a simple part of the question. Rabosai, Tosis rejects the Ein Lefarish, as we'll read. But according to the Ein Lefarish, according to this suggestion, so how does the Gemara read? So the Gemara has a shaila. Do we say that the maskir does bedika because it's his chametz, meaning because he's going to do the bitul, he's the only that can do the bitul, so mistama, the bedika, the bitul go together? Or do we say, no, the one who's going to eat the chametz, who might eat the chametz, is the socher, so the bedika would be on the socher and the bitul would be on the maskir. Fine. So the Gemara says, tashma mezuzah. What do we see by mezuzah? That the socher puts the mezuzah up. How does the socher putting mezuzah up speak to the question that we just raised? How does that solve our question? Therefore the socher should do bedika. No, but the maskir is doing bitul, and the socher can't do bitul. How does the hakra mezuzah weigh in on this shaila? How does the tashma? How we explain the tashma according to the Engel Farish? No, Rabosai, what's going to be the pshat? You should be able to give me an answer. We already had a mahalach. We have no other way around this. What's the achravik? What's the tashma mezuzah coming to do here?
It's saying that if over there also you had a chiyuv that existed beforehand.
No, you're jumping to the re. That's where I haven't read that yet in Tosfos Ari. We haven't gotten there.
Is it there to Chovas Adar?
That's the Gemara deflecting the raya. But what was the Gemara attempting to prove from mezuzah? How does that speak to our shayla? Our shayla is the maskir should do bedika because he's doing the bitul, so it's one integrated halacha bedika bitul, or the socher should do it because it's his chametz, he's more likely to eat it. So the takanas bedika should be on him. So how does the halacha mezuzah speak to that shayla? How does that give me a reason why the maskir shouldn't do the bedika since he's doing the bitul? Yeah? What's going to be the pshitas for mezuzah here? But
even though it's not his house, he's still going to be chayv in doing the mezuzah, just like the chametz. Even though it's not his house, he'd be chayv to do.
Say it more directly. So is the Gemara trying to specifically be machriya between the two sides of the shayla?
Yeah, that it would be on the so. But
does the raya for mezuzah directly show me one side of the shayla as presented over the other, or is the Gemara coming from a whole different angle?
What does that mean by this one showing one side?
Because what the tzad that the socher should do bedikas chametz is because for him it's more likely that he'll eat the chametz, and therefore the reason that the chametz had in mind for bedikas chametz is more mistaber for him. There's more of a machayev for his bedika because by him the shema yabal ocho is greater.
That's
a specific svarat of chametz. How does mezuzah have to do with that? Take away the other svara that the maskir should do bedika because he's doing the bitul. So what do you have to say? And this is not just me. This is the Tosfos Rashmi Shans. What the Gemara is saying, I'm not interested in two tzedim of the shayla. If we have a chovas habayis called mezuzah, and we see that the chi of mezuzah is imposed on the socher, the one who rents the house, then at the end of the day, bedikas chametz, which is also a chova on the house, should naturally be a chiyuv of the socher, the same way that's true by mezuzah. And therefore, don't give me any arguments, well, only the maskir could do bedika, kabito, so he should be the one doing the bedika, but it's a chovas habayis, just like mezuzah. So the Gemara is coming out of left field and being machmir the shaila, not directly to the tzadim that were presented, but on a whole different plane. This is what the Tosis Rashi Mishnah points out. He asks the kasha and he gives the answer. It's al derech we spoke out with Rabbeinu David earlier when we were just in the beginning of Shir, we spoke out what's the Gemara's tashma from mezuzah. Says the Tosus Rashi Mishnah, in the Faresh Hatam, the Kevin Shehu Shelo, what does Gemara mean? Chamir Didei. Kevin Shehu Shelo, ve'ein adam yachol levatko elohu, hachi nami chayv hu lebodko, since he's the only one that can do bitol, so since Bedika bitol are one integrated mitzvah, you could say, therefore he does the Bedika. Kasha, the question he asks is, the ma'ika pashit mi mezuzah, sha'osa osa ha'socher. The high timer, that svar that you just gave me for the mask is doing bedika because he's doing bittel. Lo shech mezuzah, the shaykh be bedika, the chamir didei. The chamir didei svar is not relevant to mezuzah. So what's the Gemara doing tashma mi mezuzah? Says the Tosis Rash, Mishans, the mil yesh lomar. The shapir pashit, the Gemara can still prove well. The meikoras al kedaitach, what we're thinking now is the mezuzah chovas habayisi. It's a chovas habayis. And nevertheless, hasochra osa mezuzah. Even though it's a chovas habayis, it's not the bal habayis who puts up the mezuzah, it's the renter puts the mezuzah. Hachinami, the chametz, afabisha bedika al bal chametz. Nevertheless, kevan shezes sochra, a love livdok. We don't go after who owns the chametz, or who you know, but rather the one who's using the house. It's al chobas habayis. It's like the lashon of Rashi, midi the bayis, midi mitzvah alei ramya. So what's the Gemara saying? No, it's not a raya for mezuzah. Why? Mezuzah is not a chobas habayis, a chobas hadar. Don't bring me in mezuzah. You have no raya on that issue. And therefore, we're still with our question. Do we say the maskir should have to do the bedika because he does the bittul? Okay, so that's the Ein Lefarish. So why do we reject the Ein Lefarish? Okay, I'm sorry, Avigdor had a question from before. Go ahead. Yeah. Yeah?
I was just wondering, what's the side? Wait, so we're saying like Bittul and Bedika are connected, like now, since that's how the way we do it now. So what's the side that the person borrowing it, like what's the side according to that, that the borrower should have to do it?
Yeah, because Lemaisa, the driving force for Bedika's Chametz, the rationale that Chachamim had for Bedikas Chametz, Hashem Yavol Ochlo, is more prevalent by the Socher. So let it be that here they're metakin the Bedika for the Socher, even though in this case he won't be able to do the Bedika. But the underlying rationale for Bedika is more mistaber for the Socher. So that's the question. Those are the two sides. Do we say
A different bedika or so? Is it really So the bedika has to be done. It could be done by the socher just in this case because of Shema Yavol Ochlo, even though it technically isn't his chiyuv.
It is his chiyuv. As we started, both of them have a cause for bedika. Basis for you to see why he should be chayev as the maskir and he should be chayev as the socher. The question is, who do we put it on more? So. Okay. Argument in favor of the socher is because there's more of machayev because the whole reason for bedika is more kayim by the socher. On the other hand, the maskir, the argument in favor of the maskir is since the bedika as Chazal instituted it includes bittul and that only the maskir can do, so maybe the maskir should do it. So this is what would have been the shayl, the Ein Lefarish, and the Gemara would have wanted to prove it from mezuzah because of chobas habayis being a whole separate angle. Chovas Habayis goes on the Socher, so to hear. Gemara says it's not a riot from Mezuzah, because when it comes to Mezuzah, it's a Chovas Hador, so it's a separate issue. The Dor is one that needs to have the Mezuzah because he needs the protection and so on. So the Gemara will come out again with the Cheshbon of the Mesiras Mavteach. But Umayis Atosis negates this entire Pshat, Ein Lefarish. That's not the reason why the Maskah should be Chayim. Why can't that be the pshat? Because the Lashon HaGemara, the imkein amay nakat maski l'chaver b'yadalit. The Tosus took the words of the Gemara literally, not the way other Rishonim assumed that it means l'tzorach yadalit, but it was on yadalit. Sounds like part of the shaila has to do with the fact that the schiras took place on yadalit. And according to the logic that the maski should have to do it, bedika, because only he could do bittul, then it didn't have to be a schiras on Yadalit. Dimken a mind knock out maskim a chibi Yadalit. A feel beard gimel yischai for maskim a high time a livdok. So because Tosus took the Gemara literally, the case is the schiras of on Yadalit, so Tosus has to come up with a new pshat in the studim of the Shaila of the Gemara. And again, what side of the Gemara does Tosus have more of a problem with? The side of the maskir. The socher we understand better because the fact that it's his reshus, he's more prone to eat it. So what's the svara that maskir should be chayev that the Gemara presents mishum d'chamir d'idei? L'kach nefaresh ri. So it represents a separate new pshat in the Gemara, new way to read the study ashayla. D'chamira d'ideihu means v'chal olav chiyuv bedika shah achas kodem she'eskira. It was already chal the chiyuv bedika on the maskir prior to the point that he rented it. Okay, so what's the shayla? So therefore, once it was chal the chiyuv of the maskir to do bedika, the question is, would that chiyuv now lift from the maskir in the wake of the schiras? After all, ultimately, the Shema Yavu Ochlo is more on the socher. And now that the socher has it on Erev Pesach, maybe the chiyuv should be lifted from the maskir onto the socher. Now, obviously, everyone is probably wondering about the Lashon HaGemara, and it's a very difficult thing to know how to fit the Lashon HaGemara. The Lashon HaGemara was what? Chamira Didei. How does Tosus read that? Chamira Didei, meaning that it was Chalorei the Chiyuv on the Maskir. So how does that fit the words of the Gemara? Strange, right? The Tosa Rush adds here, he says, Chamir Didei, Leil Yudalid, the Chalalav, Chia Bedika Kodim Shizkiro. So he adds a few words. Chamir Didei, on the night of Yudalid, and it was Chal Chia Bedika. Strange. It's not just Chamir Didei. What else was it, Leil Yudalid? What else was it, Leil Yudalid? It was everything. It was Chamir Didei, it was Bayis Shalom. So the Rush tries a little bit to fit the words in. We have to know what to do with this Lashon HaGemara. But this is the basic approach. How does the Gemara try to resolve from Mezuzah? A new Panim Chadash is in the Gemara now, according to Tosus. What's the Raya from Mezuzah? Until now, Rabosai, we have been learning that the Gemara's Raya from Mezuzah is not directly on the Nekudas HaShaila. That's going to change right now. This Pshat of the Ri comes out that the Raya of Mezuzah is directly speaking to the Shaila, the heart of the Shaila. Umaisi Raya mi Mezuzah. Now we're going to have to read the Gemara well. What's the Gemara's Raya? What's the Gemara Doche the Raya? Umaisi Raya mi Mezuzah, the what? The Afalpi, the Chal Chiyuv. Kodem Shehizkir. It was already Chal the Chiyuv Mezuzah on the Maskir before the Schiris. So who had the Chiyuv Mezuzah previously? The Maskir. It was his house. Now that he rented it, now the chiyuv mezuzah transfers over to the socher. Ala socher lasos mezuzah. So Rabosai, the hachra for mezuzah is not a separate tangential raya. Don't give me two studim of the shayla of chametz. I'm not interested. The bottom line is chovas habayis. No. The Gemara is proving the issue. The Shaila of Chametz was a Shaila. Does the Chiyuv lift from the Maskir onto the Socher once there was a Schiris on Yudalid? But there already was Chal Chiyuv Bedika on the Maskir. What do we see by Mezuzah? It was already Chal Chiyuv to put the Mezuzah on the part of the Maskir before the Schiris. Now that he rents the house, the Socher becomes Chayv Mezuzah. So what do I see? That the Chiyuv does lift from the Maskir to the socher. So by mezuzah you see it, so too by chametz. Interesting. Now we have a new twist on the teretz of the Gemara, on the dichoy. What's going to change now? Now, what's the Gemara's teretz? V'dachi, let's learn carefully Tosus, a real lum this year. V'dachi, the mezuzah chovas hadarhu. What does that mean? Now, Rabosai, until now, what have we been thinking? Chovas Hadar. Chovas Hadar is the reason that what? That the socher is chayav b'mezuzah. Beischa, misham raso. For Tosfos, that's not our issue. We don't need to discuss why the socher is chayav b'mezuzah. What we need to figure out is why it's easier to lift the chiyuv from the maskir by mezuzah than it is to lift the chiyuv from the maskir by chametz. So what is Chovas Hadar trying to explain for us? Not the basis for the chiyuv hasocher mezuzah, but the basis for why we are quicker to lift the chiyuv mezuzah from the maskir to the socher by mezuzah, and not so fast by chametz, right? So now what are we doing in the Teretz? Chovas Hadar explains Tosfos, Kolomar, Nupshat, Afilu Lahaya Maskira, Haya Yachol Liftar, Hayachol Ipatim Mezuzah. Even if he would not be renting the house, he could get around the Chiyuv Mezuzah in other ways, by just not living in the house. If you're not living in that house, you don't have to put a mezuzah up. A whole new panim chadashis in the Teretz of the Gemara. Chovas Hadar means that the maskir's chiyuv doesn't need the socher not to be chayav b'mezuzah. He doesn't need the socher to assume the chiyuv. As long as he's not dar b'bayis, he's not chayiv. So memela, the socher assumes the chiyuv when he moves in, when he rents the house. Because the maskir doesn't have to be lifted from him because of the schirus. As long as he's not dar b'bayis. Masha enkin, when it comes to chametz, you can't just walk away from your chiyuv b'dika. And therefore, just the fact that you rented it is not going to lift the chiyuv from you either. A whole new pshat in the Gemara. We're not trying to explain why the socher is chayav b'mezuzah, chovas hador versus chovas habayis. Nothing to do with what's mechayav the socher. That's not our issue. Our issue is why the maskir's chiyuv is lifting by mezuzah and not necessarily by chametz. And the answer is because mezuzah is a chovas hador, and as long as he's not mishtamesh, irrespective of whether there's a schiris or not. So there's no mechayiv on the maskir anymore. There's no basis to mechayiv the maskir because he's not dar b'bayis. So obviously the socher is chayiv. Masha'ekin by chametz, even after the schiris to the socher, there's still a basis for the maskir to be chayiv. So therefore, the fact that he gave it over to the socher doesn't lift his chayiv. Whereas by maskir, by mezuzah, there's no siba for the maskir to be chayiv anymore if he's not living in the house. Menele, the socher assumes the chiyuv. So a whole different reading of the Gemara. Number one, what we see in Tosfos Pshat is that the raya for mezuzah was directly speaking to the tzadim of the shayla. Specifically, the Gemara saw in mezuzah that you can have the socher assume the chiyuv that was already chal on the maskir, so too by chametz. Says the Gemara, no, here it's different because the maskir would have been out of it without the schiris, could have gotten around it without the schiris. Therefore, there's nothing to hold the maskir now to the chiyuv mezuzah separate from the schiris. Masha'enkin by chametz, where the maskir can't just get out of it just like that. So therefore, even after the schiris, the chiyuv remains his chiyuv of bedika. And this is how Rabbeinu Peretz also learns in the Gemara. He has a little more in the language here. The Rabbeinu Peretz says, our shayl again, Bal Yirat was taken care of with Bittel. He says, Nakat Yedalid, the us chal chiyuv bedika lamaskir, become baile hachi. Mi amrinan, kevan the chal chiyuv bedika lamaskir, sho'ach asuro paka. That's Chamira Didei. It was already Chal in him the Chiyuv. Odilma Kimin Shesachra Paka Minei Chiyuv V'chal Al Socher. Once he was renting it, Paka Minei Chiyuv V'chal Al Socher. The Keshen Shabayis Bal Yad Al Socher Kach Bo Achiyuv Yad Al Socher. Toshma Hamas Kibayis Chavero Al Socher Asos Mezuzah. So what is the Gemara thinking in the question? So he learns like this. We, the Gemara thought that there's a chiyuv mezuzah even if you don't live in the house. So the chiyuv is still on a bala bayis. V'chein pakach chiyuv min amaski v'chal ala socher. Hachinami gabi chametz namine mahachi. The afagav the chal chiyuv b'dik ala maski rafilochi ala socher livdok. The pakach chiyuv min amaski v'chal ala socher. Says the Gemara mezuzah chobas hadarhi. Pirush af agav da bayis shelo be'inan sheyedor b'tocha v'osa maske lo hayedor b'tocha v'imkein lo nischai me'olam b'mezuza u'mishamhachi ala socha lasos mezuza. And then he gets to the question, interesting shayla, is the socha shchiv midoraisa midrabanan? He gets into that question. L'chora, according to Tosis, it's irrelevant because the point of the Gemara, in other words, it could be either. It could be the Raisa or the Rabbanan, because the point of the Gemara Svara of Chovas Hadar is not so much why the Socher is Chayiv, but rather why the Maskir is not Chayiv. You see, according to Tosis, it's really, it's immaterial whether the Chiv or the Socher is the Raisa Rabbanan. It's all a Svara more why the Maskir doesn't have a Chiv, because he's not Dar Bebayis. So as far as the level Chiv of the Socher, it's not as important. Whereas according to the other Mepharshim that we had until now, Pashtus, it would seem more likely that the Gemara is saying a Svar Midoraisa, that the Socher is Chayiv, it's a Chovas Hadar, it's why the Socher is Chayiv. What still remains difficult, of course, in Tosis is what? Is the Lashna Gemara. The Lashna Gemara was Chamira Didei. Why is that point relevant? Chara, it's not the issue. It's not about the Chametz being his. It's about the fact that it was already Chal the Chiyuv, and that was the Shaila of the Gemara. Questions?
Yeah, I was just wondering on that last point, sorry, like why is the lashon difficult? Chamira didei.
Chamira didei says because it's his chametz. What according to Tosis, what's the svar that the maskir is chayev? What's the basis for the maskir? Why should the maskir be chayev? Because
that's like mamela. It has to do with the fact that like he's what's called the lender's not there, so he goes on.
What's the tzad of the Gemara that the chametz that the mask is chayv bebedika? Because it was already a schiras on Yudalit. So comes by the night of Yudalit, it was already a chiv that was chal on the maskir. So therefore, that chiv won't get lifted, even though he rented it on Yudalit. So what does that have to do with the words of the Gemara? Chamir didei. So the Tosef Rashi adds chamir didei on leil Yudalit. Yeah, it wasn't just chamir didei; it was everything on leil Yudalit. What does that have to do with the lashon Gemara? The Rachmonim asked that. We have to see if we can come up with a svara, maybe a pshat, to miyashid the Lashon HaGemara, Quintosis. Yes, Zacharia.
Why can't we just say that it's Chamira Didei? Because that's like the relevant object in our Gemara. Like we're talking about a bedika on chametz, so we care much more about whose possession the chametz is in than like where the house is at the time.
Well, I have a thought. I don't know if this is what you mean or not, but I'll just put it out there, let you think about it for the day or so. And that's in light of the Shiloh board of the beginning of Shir and the deal we had in the Lashon Aran. What would be in a case of Mocher Belokech? Would, according to Tosis, now that we're going to Tosis, would we have a similar Shiloh that if the sale took place on this house on Erev Pesach by day, since the night of Yudalid, the mocher already had the chiyuv of bedika, so maybe we should say that he still is the one that's mechuyev sulo paka and not the lokeach but the mocher. Or would we say no? Maybe the lokeach should do the bedika. Is it the same shaila as the gemara of maskiv besocher, or would it be different? I want you to think about it. Now, it was according to Tosfos that the shayla has to do with whether the chiyuv is paka, the chiyuv lifts from the maskir. Would the shayla be a similar shayla of in the case of a mechira on Yudalit? So I don't know. Again, if you're, it could be that again the chamira didei. Again, assuming now you have to know whose chametz is it now, but. Again, is that relevant in any way within Tosis Pshat? Or, yeah, okay, we'll think about that. But basically, understand how the sugya changes now. And Tosis took the word Yudal literally, And because of that, he rejected the Imla Farish, and he has his own pshat. And the Shaila specifically is about a new issue about whether the Chiyuv lifts, and the Pshitus from Mezuzah is directly on the question, but the Teretz of Chovas Adar has a whole different meaning now according to Tosus. Okay, so I have to think a little bit more about this issue, about the pshat and Tosus, and we have to get onto Mesiras Mavteach and how all that factors in. A lot of different ways to learn what that's about in terms of the uniqueness of Mesiras Mavteach. Is it a Kenyan? Is it something else? And how that factors into this whole sugya. Okay, Chevra, tomorrow, looking forward to having Shir in person for most of us. Okay.
Where is Shir tomorrow?
Tomorrow, what?
Where is Shir going to be located? And well,